This is Wade Mathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The average American eats about 4.5 servings of red meat a week, according to the Center for Disease Control, with some 10% eating at least 2 servings a day. Researchers in a large nutrition evaluation found that the benefits of eating less beef and pork are small and are not sufficient to change eating habits. Facebook has gutted its rules on fact-checking, allowing so-called opinion pieces to be exempt, including ones that debunk climate change funded by oil companies. New York Foundation for Senior Citizens pairs people who have extra living space but who want company, help with chores, or extra income with people desperate for affordable housing. President Martin Vizcarra of Peru ordered Congress to dissolve, prompting lawmakers to try to suspend him and plunging the nation into uncertainty after a grinding years-long corruption crisis. Opposition lawmakers accused Vizcarra of staging a coup and moving swiftly to suspend him for 12 months. They nominated his vice president as the new acting head of state. McDonald's can't be held liable for wage and hour violations allegedly committed by a California franchisee. The Ninth Circuit has now ruled, saying the fast food giant didn't exercise enough control over workers to be deemed a joint employer. A Massachusetts federal judge handed Harvard University a win in a landmark admissions trial, finding the Ivy League school's race-conscious admissions policy is constitutional. American incomes remained essentially flat in 2018 after 3 straight years of growth, according to the Census Bureau. A federal judge in Tennessee temporarily blocked a new law restricting voter registration drives in the state because of vague provisions and penalties that could undermine constitutional rights. Only about 1 in 5 people who would benefit from hearing aid uses one, and people with a hearing loss wait an average 7 years before seeking treatment. 2,500 hospitals and surgical centers in the U.S. have reduced payments based on their readmission rates. The average penalty was 0.71%, representing about $563 million that Medicare will not reimburse. 29 hospitals in Louisiana were included. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.